Morning, Jake. How are you?
Mike, I am fabulous. Coming off of Halloween sugar rush from a couple few days ago. Still falling off of that, but other than that, doing good, man.
I love it, man. That is fantastic. Love the Halloween sugar rush. You can never get enough.
No, you really can't.
Now, speaking of never getting enough, let's jump right into today's action, man. We're talking down the lane of personal slash professional development. And right around the time of this show, we're looking at sort of election time, and we're looking at change in season. We're looking at a lot of different things. I feel like everyone is affected in a weird way. There's a lot of tension in the air. There's a lot of nerves. A lot of people are being disrupted, right? So I kind of want to gauge this episode, give people a little bit of a guard, a little bit of space, a little bit of defense. And a little bit of sort of North Starism, right? Why don't we talk about North Starism?
North Starism. All right, new hashtag.
It's a hashtag North Starism. It is a new total disruption term that we are going to use to anchor maybe, a little bit of the future cast,
Yep.
maybe the third eye, maybe the other two eyes, right? We're heading forward, okay? So when I say North Starism, Jake, and I say there's a chaos in the air, and how do we, you're the NLP guy. How do we walk through this? What are we doing? What's going on? Give me a hectic.
Well, the hack is like get it through your head that personal development is not a one and done. Like there's the hack in the first place. Mike and I talk about this all the time. It's not a I read that book and now I'm cured and it's all good and now I march forward. That'd be sweet, man. That'd be a great deal, but that would kind of like hamstring the industry that we're all part of. Like if it was a one and done, we'd make our money on the book and we wouldn't have anything else to talk about. And the reason for that as human beings is we need the constant reminder. We need to practice all the time. Like we just are basically done with baseball season at this point. So I'm going to play a little baseball analogy for Mike so he can follow along. It's look at these professional athletes. It's not that they just show up to the game and play the game. These guys are practicing and throwing hard and hitting hard and running hard and lifting weights and doing all this work in between the games and for months leading up to the season. Okay. To be true professionals at it. They've thrown like a pitcher can have thrown how many million times have they thrown one particular pitch? They've learned and they've practiced to throw a curveball and they keep throwing it, but they got to keep practicing it. The same is true with personal development. It's the exact same concept. Like you've got to keep working on it. So here, the thing that we're seeing lately, in a lot of people that I'm talking to, a lot of the people that I'm coaching are seeing it. We're seeing it just in public, and we're seeing it just in general conversation. And there's a, like Mike said, there's a space of irritation right now. And he threw out that, people are being disrupted. And we talked about that way back when is there's two different things in there, right? There's being disruptive as in what we're doing and going faster and getting it done quick and really being purposeful in what you're doing and just status, challenging the status quo. And there's being disruptive of just being a jackhole, right? There's just that piece too. And that was a word I heard earlier. So I thought I'd threw that out there, a little PG version. With this North Starism, which I'm totally plagiarizing, I love this, by the way. This particular piece, if we think about this from a personal development standpoint, so I'll give you a quick story on this. So I've got a L1 leader in traditional corporate thought process, right? I've got an L1 leader that operates underneath an executive leader, and they operate underneath a board of directors. At the executive level, the executive is asking the L1 leader and kind of threatening them in point of fact to cover up something that's not that big of a deal. Like it's really not that big a deal. I mean, it's like this is a L2, L3 level employee that just needs to get on the same page. And the L1 leader is saying we need to make this happen. And the executive is like, don't care. We need to brush this under the rug. If you know what's good for you, you'll do it.
That happens a
Really?
lot. That happens a
It's a
lot.
lot. And it's questioning. My L1 is questioning they're like, this is out of integrity. I feel that makes them feel really terrible about everything that's going on. And so it's this trickle down effect. So now my L1 leader has a coach. We can have the conversation. They can unpack it. They can continue to work on their personal development. All right. Well, what's right? What's right? What's true? What has to happen? What is your next step in this, you know, personal development versus, and I'm not going to say versus, personal development integrated with your professional development and how you show up as a professional in your business. So that's a whole lot. And we're going to get to the hack of what we have to do here, but that's just kind of my description of, you know, where this bad behavior is coming from. And we've got some teams that are not working well together. They're operating in scarcity and they're, you know, every time somebody says, hey, would you mind doing something? They think that it's, you know, oh God, I got to do more work. I can't possibly, this is too much for me. And this is more, and you're asking more. And that's reactive. It's reactive behavior.
Right.
Not from a servant's heart. So, I mean, I was joking with Mike a couple of days ago about this. And I said, is Mercury in retrograde? Do we have a full moon? What is happening with the behavior?
I think we're out of that.
I'd love to say that we're out of it. So, like, as you hear me walk through, I know you've had plenty of experience with this. You've had more than enough people. You know, we've been through this. We've all done it. We've reacted to something. And it's because something's going on externally in our life.
I've been there.
On or we're wrong.
Well, there's two thought processes whenever you come up with an ethical situation, right? You have to ask yourself, okay, just because I'm uncomfortable with the cover up, right? What else have I asked someone to do to cover something up? They may or may not be uncomfortable, right? So it's not in alignment right now with the person, but it might be in alignment with the company, right? So there's a couple of things like our gray areas. No two people, I'm not going to say this is an absolute, but no two people's gray areas are ever identical. Every once in a while, there's some overlap. Yeah, okay, I get it. My gray area and your gray area are definitely overlapping, right? It's called co-conspirator, okay? So therefore, gray areas overlap. Right. There's the term
seasonality touch there.
So, yeah, it exists. Right. But you have to get on page. If it's for better for the bigger picture in the company, can you swallow it? Or do you go against the grain and do you unearth that? And then, right, you can't future cast whether you're going to need another favor from that person again. Or where does it land? You do this little favor for me once. Now maybe I have something on you and you got to do it again and again and again. So those enigma questions have to literally be answered case by case. If there's any threat of repercussions, if there's any threat of job loss, if there's any threat of any damage to anybody, it really needs to be touched on and addressed. But I feel like pushing the pause button before acting, unless you absolutely need to, is a very good idea. Like right now, the environment we're in suggests chaos. You've got two opposing political parties right now with two big ideas. Everyone's got
on the day that this show airs, we're going to be seeing the result. This airs right about the time that people are going to be saying this person won this state, this worst person won this state. We'd rather you're watching us. Let's be honest.
Very timely. You should be watching Total Disruption anyway. So I'm saying this, right? Just because there's societal pressure and just because people get spun up, realize the mechanics of human emotion, right? You got a subconscious programming from either media outlets, news sources, friends, peer groups, family, influencers. You got your brain spun up because now there's a conversation that's been ingrained in your head and you as an individual are dealing with it. Sometimes one element is more powerful than the other. Who knows where you're getting this conversation spun up in your head? Always take a step back. Be able to disassociate yourself, right? This is what I always do. If I get a piece of information, let's say it's an email, and I get into that fight or flight state and I get all mad and I want to reply, rip through it. The smarter version of me says this, right? Here's my formula. And this is kind of a disruption in that pattern. Can I turn this into a benefit? How do I structure handling the situation into the most beneficial way 3 days from now, 30 days from now, and 3 years from now? How do I look downrange at handling a problem? Some problems don't take this level of thought. However, every problem should, every solution should have a future cast to it. How can I turn this into a benefit for myself? Okay, or those around me. The second thing is, I respect everybody's opinion on something. It came from somewhere. Now, is it a program or a loop in their head? Maybe. Are they conjuring this up off the back of a Cracker Jack box? Maybe. Is it unfounded and not fact-checked? Maybe. Is it fact-checked? I don't know, right? But at least I respect everyone's opinion, and I will hear it, and I will then also try to find the merit in their perspective. There's always merit in everyone's perspective. I may not agree with it, but there's something that you can learn. So now I'm thinking about a positive solution. I'm thinking about how I can learn. I'm thinking about something I need to research. And then I'm thinking about formulating how I'm going to let this whole thing affect me. Mm-hmm. Right. And then I'm going to catalog this. And if I keep running into the same kinds of things, like this chaos that's going on right now, I'm not letting any of this stuff affect me. If I start thinking about it too much, it does, but I'm purposely disassociating myself with conversations on either side and conversations of paranoia. I am in conversations of prudency and self-reliance right now. There's my conversation. There's my study, because I need to contribute on all areas of my life. If I'm getting too sucked in, why am I allowing this whole thing to derail me? Why am I allowing the world to derail me? Like, do you remember, Jake, when the economy was collapsing and the housing market went to bed?
Which time? And,
right. But recently with the bailouts, you remember Wall Street Money Never Sleeps? That was kind of a recap of when the banks got bailed out by the government.
Yep.
There was mad chaos. Then we had the pandemic, mad chaos, right? Staying the course, figuring out the long game, understanding this kind of chaos breeds poor decision-making. I feel heavily about the things that I just talked about, because the North Starism is that anchor we can throw down that up in the sky, right? North Star. It's a direction I'm moving in. Mm-hmm. Regardless of any outcomes, I'm moving in that direction. And come hell or high water, I'm getting there. Now, if some road blows up or somebody takes my legs out or a gust of wind throws the ship this way, I'm still getting there. I may have to go all the way around the world to do it, but I'm still getting to where I've got to go. And those of you that are being highly affected by all this, there's great anchor points. Future casting that way, North Starism, staying grounded within information, understanding you're spinning yourself up and you're getting a little crazy. So before we segue into anything else, Jake, why don't you talk? We got our conference coming up.
Yeah,
we've got a couple things for our next season coming up in the first quarter of next year. Why don't you let everyone know about what's happening with us? We got some cool announcements.
Yeah, we do. And this actually ties right into the concept of this North Starism, right? Mike's talking about looking downrange. I've got this point, I'm always going to get there. And that's true. So first of all, there's a website, www.total-disruption.com. All things Total Disruption. You can find the book, you can find the courses, you can find the guild, you can find the conference date and the registration, which, by the way, is November 16th, 9-4 Mountain Standard Time. No, I'm not going to do the math for everybody today of which time zone you're in. It's 9-4 Mountain Standard Time. You are cool enough to know how to do the math. So that's when it's going to be. We got a killer speaker lineup talking about disruption in media. And this one is all about growing your audience. This is how did I get to, we've got one person that's got 1.5 million Instagram followers. We've got, yeah, it's a huge number. Nick is awesome. We've got some other people like us that have shows. We have a couple of them that have 150,000 viewers per episode on their show. So, I mean, these are big hitters with big hearts and a servant's heart. And they just want to tell you how they did it. here's the thing, here's the story, here's the layout. And they're like, they're just giving you all this. So that's the conference November 16th. It doesn't cost you anything to attend. We'd love for you to register and give you some more stuff. Like, watch for the emails, ask us for the registration to get the free things. Like, we give so much away. But that's a good one. And this one's all about marketing and how to do market penetration. So with that, one of the things that we want to start kind of teasing you on with this North Starism is Mike and I are always looking for greater ways to serve more people. Like, that's the answer, right? We can sit down locally and we could do it. And we could say, great, I'm going to take care of my local thing. And that's a beautiful piece. Don't get me wrong. But we're absolutely always looking for how do we reach more people? And how do we create greater impact with them? What do we do with that? And during some of our many, many conversations that we have, we came up with a season 2 concept that we're going to roll out that hasn't been done. It has not been done. And we have got some partnerships with this that are coming in. PKW Media is coming in to do all of the filming and all of the media packets for it, the commercials, all of the things for our contestants. You see where I'm headed with this? Yeah. So we're doing a straight up reality show, guys.
It's gonna be big.
Yeah, this is gonna be ridiculous. I haven't rolled this out to anybody that didn't go, holy crap. Really? You guys are going to go for this? Because
it's going to be life-changing. It's going to be life-changing for certain people in business. It really is. So why don't we leave it at that? Mm-hmm. And we're going to end that tease there. So let's jump back.
Watch for more on it. And the big rollout's coming November 16th at the conference.
Yeah. Watch for more on it. So I liked what you were talking about before about repeating, and personal development is an ongoing process. I'm working on it every single day, man. I mean, it sometimes gets a little tiring. Day. Sometimes I get too rabbit holed into PD, but I feel like if you're not conscious, you're unconscious and you're allowing, I was talked about it in the other segment, the loops in your head that you're stuck in to just continue to send you as an individual down a path. And then if you're a leader, right, back to your story, that sends you down another path, right? So let's put together a couple systems here in the remaining time we have. Let's put together a couple systems. I know we're getting short here, but let's talk about it, Jake. I mean, give me a couple of systems or one system to help somebody get a little bit of North Starism, stay grounded here, stay in alignment. Like, what do you got?
So I got two for you. So one's exactly where Mike's talking about. And this is the utilizing that moment of pause. Like, cause every single person, allow yourself the grace to just say, yeah, I'm guilty. It's totally cool. Cause we've all done it. When you get into that loop and you keep having that argument, right? You keep fighting that same fight and just over and over and over and over again, you're in a loop. What's the pause? What do we have to do to pause? So one of my favorite questions for that to ask when I'm coaching clients, and I use it on myself. And again, it takes practice. You got to practice it every single day. You got to play with this. You got to keep shooting the shot. You keep throwing the ball. You got to do the thing. You got to run the lap every single day. It's a simple question. What's true? What is true about this? What do I know is true about this? At the very minimum, what this will do is it makes you pause and it makes you take stock. What is true? And what's all the other baloney that I'm making up in my head? Because that's all the crap. That's all the crap, right? So yeah, I'm trying to fight the language this morning. I had a friend come into town this last weekend and she's such a bad influence on me. I was cussing like a longshoreman. I had a great weekend, but I'm fighting it again. So
nothing against longshoremen. We love you.
Nothing against those guys, man. But that's the old joke. And I dated myself badly right there with that joke, by the way. That's been around a minute. But so what is true? That is one question you can ask that will initiate the pause. It will stop the spin. It'll stop the loop. That's one question that you can ask. Now, if that doesn't work because you are not as practiced with that tool as you need to, forgiveness. Forgiveness is an astounding tool to put something to bed. One of the most powerful tools that I own in my arsenal of things. And there's a whole bigger thing. And there, the Hawaiian version of it, and I swear to God, it's a real word, is called Ho'oponopono. That's what the word is called. That's how you pronounce it. It's a forgiveness ceremony. Now, I'm not going to do it to you today. We're not going to walk through that whole thing. If you want it, man, reach out to us directly and say, man, give me the audio recording of that because I have the outer.
Yeah, hit us on the socials, Total Disruption on Facebook or Instagram.
Reach out to us, man. Just let us know about this. So the real key here, I'm not saying that I need to call Mike on the phone, even though this is even better. Like if I have something I need to talk to him, to Mike about, I don't need to have the conversation necessarily. Maybe I just call Mike, but I don't actually even have to call Mike. I just need to put the loop to bed in my head. I don't need to be right. I don't need to be wrong. I don't need to be liked at the end of it, but I need to put the loop to bed in my head. So I have to focus on, all right, I got to bring Mike into my head. I have to imagine Mike. And of course I'm using it because I'm looking right at his face. It's really easy, right?
That's a scary thought.
I got to bring him in front of me, just like I'm having the argument. You're just as good to do this, but you got to bring him into the space like you're having the argument, and you have to say it like this: Mike, I forgive you. Please forgive me too. Do it three times. Mike, I forgive you. Please forgive me too. After the third time, this is when you let Mike walk away, or you allow Mike to dissolve in your mind, or whatever you're going to do. It walks away. But what this triggers in your mind, is that you forgive each other for whatever the heck is going on. It is irrelevant, right? Does not matter, but it puts it to bed. It stops the loop. This is a huge, deep NLP piece, and we use this all the time. I use it. I probably use this one more than just about anything. I do this almost every single day with something in my head. And there's a longer process, and it's a meditative tool. But from the short, if you have to look in the mirror, look yourself in the eyes and say, I forgive you. Please forgive me too. Three times, it will stop the loop. So this is that. Some people get all weird with it. But the reality is, dude, you're just playing mind games. That's what this is. And this is that. This is the practice, the pause. Mike talks about this all the time because you've got three a day. You have it on your calendar to stop and pause. So go back to that real quick. You know, let's revisit that because I think it's so critically important.
So with the power of the pause, right? I mean, you're essentially, you have to pause before you even do this, right? This activity. Everything revolves around stopping and looking. Now, you can do this rather quickly. Even if I'm in a crisis situation, which I honestly... when I am in a crisis situation, I'm at my best. Something emergency, a flood's coming, dangerous. I do take that pause and I formulate, that pause is like that though, but I do formulate exit strategies and I do formulate solutions rather quickly. It's a gift I've always had and I've honed it and developed it over the years. The other thing I'm going to extend off the pause is the pause gives you the opportunity to ask, I like your forgiveness deal, right? This is along the other side. This is the other side of the coin of forgiveness. What is the situation's influence or skew trying to towards me? So what is the person or thing that is affecting me? What is their intention? If I'm listening to a speaker, you're listening to us. Our intention is to get you to like us and hire us as coaches, quite frankly. But our intention is consume our information, live a better life. If you want to work with us, great. Give us a buzz. That's our intention. We're not doing anything else. There's no subject. There's no other thing. That's all we're trying to do. Teach people how to disrupt and live life easy. So if you're getting spun up and go faster, if you're getting all spun up because of media, because of the election, because of either side of politics, what is the intention of the information you're digesting? What is that situation trying to do to shift your energy to its cause, right? No matter the side of the coin you're on, you're in a business transaction with someone. What is the intention of the information they're giving you? What is the intention of the information they're omitting? What is that intention, right? forgiveness is a powerful tool because we can't always understand the intention. Mm-hmm. But if you have these practices, and we got to go here in a minute, guys, but if you have these practices, I promise you, these are just tip of the iceberg type stuff, but Jake and I can only cover so much in the segment here. Jump in the guild, total-disruption.com. Jake, do you have anything else to add before we close out today?
June, that's a ways out. November 16th is the conference. We got some great speakers that are just wanting to pour into you guys. And if you can't be there for the whole thing, guess where the recording is going to live? It's going to live in the guild. We've got evergreen access to all the stuff and all the things. And here's what I'll tell you, leaving this today. Think about the impact you're having on others around you, positive and negative. And if you're leaving a negative impact on others, how that's affecting them. Think about that before you lay at somebody's feet a thing that's going to harm them mentally in some capacity. Your language has amazing power. You have the power to impact. Use that power wisely.
Perfect, Jake. Thank you very much. My name is Mike Liberace. For Jake Clendenning, it is your turn to disrupt.